hallway.
Now, we've been talking a lot about this volcano in Iceland and all the problems it's caused for travelers in Europe. Well, our Gary Tuckman is actually in Iceland, where that volcano is, and he took a helicopter trip over the erupting volcano that has caused all these problems. And he got some video and a vantage point you have just got to see.
When you're on the wrong side of the Iceland volcano, the ash turns a sunny day into a dark, foreboding one. This was what we saw during a drive just to the east of the volcano. It all depends on which way the wind blows. When we flew to the west of the volcano, we were just a few hundred feet away from it. But the skies were clear. The wind was blowing the other way.
Looking at this volcano eruption this close up is both awe-inspiring and frightening. It's been quiet since the 1820s. This volcano stopped erupting in 1823. It's been doing so for about 2 years. Hard to imagine the economic if it lasted that long now.
We then paid a visit to the south side of Iceland, where we went to a farm and saw the volcano's huge plume heading menacingly towards us. Farmer Olafur Egertsson wasn't sure what to expect.
I don't know. You don't know. There's no way to know.
But Olafur and his family had to evacuate, and now they do know. Olafur's 2,500-acre farm is now covered in ash. And it's not a fine granular ash. It's muck and mud that blankets the fields where he was about to plant his wheat and oats and covers what used to be the red roofs of his house and barns.
Why would this happen to such a beautiful place? What are we being punished for?
Every speck of Olafur's farm is now under ash. The only way to characterize how much ash there is to describe it in tons. Olafur's family has owned this farm for 104 years. The volcano has been quiet for about 190 years. So they've never experienced anything like this before.
Olafur doesn't know what it will take to make this farm workable again. He's grateful his cattle seem to be healthy, but knows there's not much he can do now to clean up this mess, because the ash could come back at any time.
This has been in my family for 3 generations. Me, my father, my grandfather. That's why it hurts so much.
Government assistance will be available, but probably only after the crisis is over. Olafur and his family always knew the nearby volcano could hurt them. They just hoped it would be quiet for another century or two. Gary Tuckman, CNN, Kosvolur, Iceland.